So today we have with us Rich Moore with Reed Smith LLP in Austin presenting the Texas Tax Update. Rich is an associate in the Reed Smith State Tax Group. If I could have everyone's attention real quick, we're going to go ahead and get started with the Texas Tax Update. Okay, great. Rich is an associate in Reed Smith State Tax Group based out of the firm's Austin office. Rich's practice focuses exclusively on state and local tax controversies, including corporate, franchise, income tax, and sales and use tax. Rich resolves these state and local tax controversies at all stages, including audit, administrative appeals, and judicial proceedings. Prior to joining Reed Smith, Rich worked with a multinational law firm and a Big Four public accounting firm, providing guidance to taxpayers on both federal and state tax issues. Rich holds a Bachelor in Business Administration from the University of Mary Hardin Baylor, a Juris Doctorate from the Villanova University School of Law, and a Master of Laws in Taxation from the Georgetown University Law Center.
Thank you very much. Can everybody hear me all right? Perfect. So I figured everybody was, hope everybody's having a great day. They put tax, I think, at the perfect time right after lunch, a nice sexy topic to kind of wake everybody up a little bit. So just to touch on quickly, a little bit of an agenda, what we'll cover today a little bit. You know we only have 45 minutes together, but hopefully cover some things and give you guys a little bit of a little issue spotting material for whether it be for you or your clients. So first, we'll touch on some pending litigation. There's a case that we'll cover that I think will... it'll be helpful for you guys to kind of recognize whether for you or your clients an issue with respect to the Texas franchise tax. Next, we'll cover some legislative updates, various ones that have not all been recent in the last year or so, but a few I think that we need to flag just to make sure, depending on your clients, that they've done the proper review for sales and franchise tax purposes. And then lastly, cover some just general audit considerations depending on your clients that may receive something from the Texas Comptroller and you don't necessarily know what it is, just some things to look out for on when you might actually have an issue on your hands. So for the pending litigation, the case I wanted to kind of focus on, and while I have your attention earlier in the presentation, is Hibernia Energy. Hibernia was an oil and gas company, and back in report years 2013 and 2015, they had reported in their total revenue the sale of certain oil and gas leaseholds. And the reason they did that was because Texas total revenue, when we go to look at what is the tax base for Texas franchise tax purposes, it is going to pull from the, for partnerships, it's going to pull from the IRS 1065. And it's going to look at certain lines and what is on those lines, that is going to become the tax base for Texas franchise tax purposes. And at issue specifically was line 11 of Schedule K. And so Hibernia kind of put forth two main arguments. The first was that the 1065 instructions didn't specifically call out the gains or losses to be included on line 11. Line 11 of Schedule K on the 1065 is kind of a catch-all line. It's just any other income loss. And so Hibernia's argument was essentially like, well, if you told us to put gain or loss on the line, the instructions would have said that. This just spoke about the disposition. And then the second argument that Hibernia put forward was that Hibernia, because of certain basis adjustments over the oil and gas leasehold, Hibernia itself could not calculate what that adjusted basis is in those oil and gas leaseholds.